Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody, what if I told you the Biden administration has singled out my SMS mass text messages as a problem that might give people a death sentence? That's right. We are being targeted by our own government. We knew it was going to happen, just a matter of time. And that's why when you guys support us at charliekirk.com/support, you are supporting our program to keep on doing what matters in this very important and critical time in our nation's history. We also talk about the door-to-door efforts and actually expose exclusively what is happening when these people go door to door to try to force you to get the vaccine. Please support us if you can. charliekirk.com/support. It keeps us focused and strong. And email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Did you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says that your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your internet service provider. How can they even call it incognito? To really stop these people from seeing the sites you visit, you need to do what I do and use ExpressVPN. Think about all the times you've used the Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, a hotel, or even at your parents' home. Without ExpressVPN, every single site you visit could be logged by the admin of that network. And that's still true when you're in incognito mode. What's more is your home internet provider, I'm talking about Comcast, AT&T, or whatever, can also see and record your browsing data. ExpressVPN is an application, it's an app, that encrypts all of your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity says just that, private. ExpressVPN works on all of your devices and it's super easy to use. So stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself at expressvpn.com/Charlie. Use my link at expressvpn.com/Charlie. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie to learn more. So this hour is going to be about some of the most important things happening in our country, how it affects your children, how it affects your grandchildren, how it affects our constitutional rights. It's surrounding an issue that I know everyone has a different opinion on. And I'm not even going to get into the specifics of the actual thing that is, of course, the vaccine. We've commented a lot about that, and I'm by no means an expert. I've had experts on our program. If you want to see the commentary from those experts like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you guys can do that by subscribing to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast and listening to it. I'm not pro-vaccine. I'm not anti-vaccine. Instead, I'm against the mandating of the vaccine. The media is trying their best to try to smear all of our efforts, especially at Turning Point USA, to be something that they aren't. We are simply asking questions and pursuing interesting stories and information as they come forward. For example, yesterday we talked on this program how the FDA has conveniently come out and said something we've been saying for weeks, that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine might result in a rare nerve disease that just might onset after you get the vaccine. Even the New York Times and CNN covered that. Now, I was working out yesterday and they had CNN on there, and I'm going to find out who did that, and I'm going to try to get their gym membership revoked because it's an unacceptable thing to do. But CNN was on, so I was interested, and Fredo was going through his typical macho man monologue to the, you know, 14 people that watch his show. If you actually watch CNN ratings, they're unbelievable. I can honestly say that more people watch the Charlie Kirk Show podcast and listen to the Charlie Kirk Show radio program and watch the Charlie Kirk social media channels than the multi-billion dollar institution of CNN. I looked up their ratings last night. It's outside of close family members, friends, people passing by in the airports, and producers, no one is watching CNN. It's incredible. So I was watching Fredo because it was on at the gym. And the first segment that Fredo covered was, and Fredo's Chris Cuomo. If you don't understand the reference of Fredo, Just watch The Godfather. Doesn't end up well for him. It's the dumb younger brother who constantly is undermining. Michael is his name, right? Michael's the lead family, right? The lead guy. Yeah, I think it's Michael. I haven't seen The Godfather in like 5 months, which is a long time to not see The Godfather. Can I just do a side note on The Godfather really quick before I get into Fredo? That is one of the most beautiful pieces of film ever created. I know it's a little vulgar at times, but you want to talk about... So just so everyone understands, The Godfather is based off of Niccolò Machiavelli's The Prince. Just so you understand. Five crime families, New York, power for power's sake, and ends justify the means, who'd rather be loved or hated, internal family dynamics. So it's based off of one of the greatest pieces of literature in the Western canon. Okay. So I was watching Fredo yesterday on CNN, and he starts with this story saying that Johnson & Johnson, okay, the FDA expected to announce that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been linked to a serious side effect called Guillain-Barré syndrome, in which your body's immune system attacks your nerves. Okay, we've been saying that for weeks. And so, and then right after that, Chris Cuomo has a whole segment saying right-wingers are trying to get people not to be vaccinated. I say, did you not listen to your own opening segment? So Fredo starts with his opening segment last evening where he says, oh, yeah, by the way, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you might not be able to use your legs or feel your arm. Segment ends. And only right wingers are telling you not to get the vaccine, racist. Where is the self-awareness out of the producer community at CNN? Maybe don't show that as your opening. And then you could say how awful the rest of the country is. But we're about to enter into something rather unprecedented. And quite honestly, myself and our show and our team and Turning Point, we just happen to be at the very tip of the spear of this moment because most conservatives are running to the hills on this issue. They're waiting for it to pass. George S. Patton said moral courage is the most necessary yet absent characteristic in men. To use another George S. Patton quote, should I get into Patton's death? That's probably at a different podcast for a different time. We'll do that a different time. Another Patton quote is, lead, follow, or get out of the way. And that's where we're at right now. Because Politico published a story yesterday that involves me and Turning Point USA, of which I have an affiliation with. I have to disclose that every single time. And the Charlie Kirk Show. It's the number one story on Politico.com. It was also Tucker Carlson's opening last evening. Do we have some of that tape from Tucker last evening? We can get that cut up. Potentially a death sentence. The White House, the head of the executive branch of government, goes off on vaccine fearmongers. The administration has shifted to a head-on strategy to dispel fearmongering over its door-to-door efforts. Get this. The Biden administration is casting conservative opponents of its COVID-19 vaccination campaign as dangerous and extreme, adopting a more aggressive political posture in an attempt to maneuver through the public health conundrum. The White House has decided to hit back on misinformation and scare tactics after Republican lawmakers and conservative activists pledged to fight the administration's stated plans to go door to door. Just so you understand, when they say conservative activists, later in this article, they mention me by name. So this story written by Natasha Kurecki, just so you understand the way this is written, this is what we call a collusion story. Do you know what a collusion story is? A collusion story is where someone in the White House calls a reporter and they want that story written and they give them inside information of the pieces of evidence and the things they want to focus on. So what's the first one that they say? Well, first of all, they say over the past few weeks, criticism of the administration's door-to-door vaccination strategy has become a fixture on Fox News. Well, I went on Fox News last week and talked about this. In addition to being a top topic on conservative social media posts and over SMS messages to cell phone users. That's right, text messages. The Biden administration is saying in this collusion article that they wrote with Politico, which was totally leaked and it was worked collaboratively, that they want to monitor your text messages about the vaccine. They're going to monitor what you say to your family members and friends. So what's the example of that? Oh, well, Charlie Kirk, the pro-Trump founder of Turning Point USA, said on Fox last week that he was embarking on a massive public relations campaign around vaccination efforts, compared it to an apartheid-style open-air hostage situation. Of course it is, obviously. Turning Point USA, wrong, it wasn't Turning Point USA, it's Turning Point Action, also sent out SMS messages urging people to sign petitions on the topic. In one message, viewed by Political, Kirk contends, quote, Biden is sending goons door to door to make you take the COVID-19. First of all, I never signed that. It was signed by the organization, but I wouldn't contend Politico to be precise. But what I'm getting at is that Politico was given this information by our government. Let me say that again. Politico was given this information by our government. So the head of the executive branch, and they also mentioned Madison Cawthorn, and they mentioned Tucker Carlson, and they mentioned Laura Ingraham. Basically, you have the head of all the health services saying, you know who the problem is? The Charlie Kirk Show. You know who the problem is? Madison Cawthorn, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham. So Dick Durbin gave a speech from the Senate floor and said that extremists such as Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham are enemies of the state. That's basically what he said. And in this article written by Politico, just so you understand what we are up against at the Charlie Kirk Show, what we are up against at Turning Point USA is that our own government, through Politico, is likely singling us out as saying that we are administering people a death sentence because we don't think it should be forced to have the vaccine. If you want to have the vaccine, vaya con Dios, have a great life. Our own government is targeting this program. That's how you know you're making a difference. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? A lot. Truth is, I know millions of people. In fact, some people say over 100 million people are struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, they are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. People ask me, tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. So maybe you want to be able to do cartwheels or be able to do backflips like producer Andrew. Maybe you want to be able to run a marathon, swim under seas, swim underwater, go scuba diving, jump out of an airplane, or maybe you want to be able to go to the Phoenix Suns finals game like some other people are going, but maybe it's your knee pain, back pain, joint pain, whatever pain it might be, maybe Relief Factor is for you. ReliefFactor.com, 100% drug-free. Check it out, ReliefFactor.com.
There are two hosts of programs on Fox Primetime that can only be characterized as anti-vax quacks. I'm referring, of course, to Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham. Here's the reality. We have millions who've died across the world by this vaccine. We may never have an accurate count.
Anti-vax quacks, is that what he calls them? Because he says that it shouldn't be mandated or that it shouldn't be required for people to go door to door. That's Senator Dick Durbin from Illinois, who's been a senator for as long as I can remember. In the Politico piece, it mentions how the Biden administration is now going to go to carriers of SMS text messages. And it says, quote, it's coming at a time when highly contagious Delta variant is triggering a rise in hospitalizations and infections. By the way, we don't even know if this vaccine is effective against the Delta variant. Go look at Israel and how their vaccinations are not as effective as they would have thought against the Delta variant in Israel. And I have some data on that I'm going to share later in this hour. But the Biden administration is now going to go after people like me, saying, we don't think, Charlie Kirk, you should be able to send text messages out because you're spreading virus misinformation. Now, I encourage anyone to go back in any episode we've ever done in anything where I even make a statement about the vaccine. I'm just asking questions. There's plenty of people that make statements about the vaccine. Those are people in charge. And they've been wrong about a lot of the stuff around this. Jen Psaki has come out and she has said that the Department of Health needs to go door to door to push tactics for their ongoing vaccination efforts. She says that Charlie Kirk and people like me, she said, people like me, I'm doing a disservice to the country. You hear that? Are they calling me a traitor? A disservice to the country. The failure to provide accurate public health information, including the efficacy of the vaccine and the accessibility of them to people across the country, is literally killing people. So maybe they should consider that. How about this, Jen Psaki? I'd like to introduce you to the ever-growing list of college students that seemingly drop dead after their second virus shot. I'd like to introduce you to the VAERS database. Why don't you talk about how, according to VAERS, your own government, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, there's more deaths on there than there were on Pearl Harbor and 9/11. That's interesting, isn't it? Continues by saying that we need to go door to door and share information about the vaccine. Listen to Jen Psaki.
The president will outline five areas his team is focused on to get more Americans vaccinated. One, targeted community by community door to door outreach to get remaining Americans vaccinated by ensuring they have the information they need on how both safe and accessible the vaccine is.
So now you're seeing they're using this vaccine as a push to implement their long desired authoritarian and totalitarian aims and objectives. You might be the biggest vaccine advocate out there. There is no way you can justify them spying on my text messages or regulating my text messages. Now, whether they're spying on them or not remains to be seen. But regulating my text messages is what they're saying right here. Now, Charlie Kirk's SMS text messages are a problem to our authoritarian aims. You can read it right here. It's politico.com. The pushback is a change of tone and approach from earlier this last year when the White House often chose to ignore its most vocal conservative critics out of a desire not to elevate them. So we have been preparing this anti-mandatory vaccine push for quite some time. And by the way, we said on this program, for some Americans, if you're over the age of 75 and you have underlying health conditions and comorbidities, taking this experimental vaccine actually might be the best choice for you. It might, because the risk of dying from the vaccine or the risk of dying from COVID, that actually might be a decision that you might make. That is a situation that exists for certain people. But if you're 19 years old and you're healthy, that is a completely different decision matrix than a 75-year-old. And in the next segment, we're going to go into how, of course, they can't stop talking about race. They're saying, how dare you get in the way of the vaccination push, because that makes you the head of the KKK, even though it's blacks that are at the highest levels of denying the vaccine or refusing to take the vaccine. And we still can't get accurate vaccination numbers of how many HHS employees and CDC employees and NIH employees have actually taken the vaccine. As you know, my friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is what's crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer for my listeners. You'll receive two for the one low price plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. There you'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 1-800-875-0425. Use the promo code Kirk. Go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code KIRK. Leo Tolstoy used to ask the question, what is the power that moves nations? It's a really interesting question, isn't it? That is one of the most important questions. What is the power that moves nations? Well, part of it is information. What is right? What is true? What is false? What is good? What is evil? And one of the ways that the other side moves this nation into a trajectory of decay, as Tolstoy would ask, we would answer, is through the hyperfixation of everything on race. We no longer have conversations on economics, on morality, on civics, private property, philosophy. Everything is about race. And it's a conversation ender, not a conversation starter. They don't want a conversation on race. Trust me, they don't. Because if you had a conversation on race, it would actually end with the conclusion that Martin Luther King Jr. had, it really doesn't matter, and we should focus on character. But their hyperfixation on race is only creating an entrenched, bigoted economic elite. And so when it comes to the vaccination issue, let's play cut 31st of Dr. Chris Purnell on how she does not have any tolerance for the anti-vaxxer movement. This is a black woman, allegedly a doctor, and she says that it's a proliferation of white supremacy. Now, again, we're not part of the anti-vaxxer movement. So you're trying to tell me, this really gets me fired up, by the way. I'm simply asking questions. Maybe I'm not as enlightened as you, Dr. Chris Purnell. Can you explain to me why there are over 6,000 adverse event reports in the VAERS database? 6,000 or 5,777? 5,777? Whatever. Can you just walk me through that? Is that normal? How many deaths are you comfortable with that are attributable to the vaccine to get to mass inoculation? That's a really simple utilitarian ethics question because that's all they care about. Instead, they go to their most proven weapon, which is race. Play tape.
I don't have any tolerance for the anti-vaxxer movement. And I don't have any tolerance for politicians who befriend, who cozy up to, or become allies of that movement. I actually see that as another example of the proliferation of white supremacy, because in particular, they are targeting communities of color, and they are targeting the historical injustices, the atrocities that communities of color have experienced as a way to play on their vulnerabilities.
None of that made any sense. So she says, wait a second, it's white supremacy that blacks are deciding not to get the vaccine. Play cut 29, the least vaccinated group in America, the black community, has a 26% rate of vaccination. This is the least vaccinated group in America. Yet we're told that that group, they're a bunch of white supremacists. So either you're going to respect black Americans' health choices or not. Play cut 29.
It turns out that it's African Americans, those are the Democratic Party's most faithful voters, who are still the most hesitant to getting vaccinated. That's not an attack. It's just an observation. According to the CDC, the period of December 14th to December 2020 to July 12th of this year brings us a total of 26% of African Americans who've gotten one dose of COVID. Only 23.7% are, quote, fully vaccinated. Those are the lowest number recorded for any racial or ethnic group tracked by the CDC by a significant margin.
Now, many of you know I do not like the hyperfixation on the historical arc of race in America. I don't. But there is truth and legitimacy to the Tuskegee studies. Let me say that again. The Tuskegee studies, where black and brown people were used in an abusive way for massive medical experiments. And Destiny Britt, 21 years old, did she go on CNN and say this? Is that clip? She said something that's completely true, by the way, that they should be apprehensive and skeptical. Now, I don't necessarily think this vaccine has any sort of racial bias or they're trying to go after black people. I don't know what the motives of the vaccine are. But what if all of a sudden a strange turn of events, all this racial reckoning over the last year is getting in the way of the authoritarian power grab by the left? Okay, I support it. I mean, in a weird, bizarre way, if like the rise of BLM Incorporated and, you know, putting statues to the criminal George Floyd on the side of the street, if that's what's going to stop Soviet style authoritarianism. Didn't have that on my bingo card. Play tape.
Do you plan to get vaccinated?
No time soon.
21-year-old Destiny Britt says she's given the COVID-19 vaccine a lot of thought.
Don't take it as when people don't want to take the vaccine as being rebellious. Listen to understand and be compassionate and sympathize of the history of black people, black and brown people, and the medical industry.
The Atlanta native is skeptical of the vaccines, thanks in large part due to the legacy of the unethical Tuskegee study in which black men with syphilis were deliberately not treated.
And the more that it's a push for me to go get vaccinated, it makes me not want it even more.
She's not wrong. Now, she probably applies that to this like systemic racism narrative, whatever. We're talking about whether or not black people have been abused by the American medical system. Yes, they have. That's a really important point. So let me get this straight. So now the bigots that run the Democrat Party and the pharmaceutical companies want to go tell black people go get the vaccine. You don't know what you're talking. I thought everything's racist. So let's play this out. I thought Robin DiAngelo and Ta-Nehisi Coates and Ibram X. Kendi say that racism is everywhere. We can't remove it. It's in our blood. It's in our system. It's in our air. Well, if that's the case, then why should blacks go take a vaccine made by white people? Are they onto something, Ta-Nehisi Coates? Why is the New York Times trying to shame black people into doing something they don't want to do? In the study, investigators enrolled a total of 600 impoverished African-American sharecroppers from Macon County, Alabama. Of these men, 399 had latent syphilis, with a control group of 201 men who were not infected. This is verifiably true. As an incentive for participation in the study, the men were promised free medical care but were deceived by the PHS, who never informed the subject of their diagnosis and disguised placebos or ineffective methods and diagnostic procedures as treatment. The study continued under numerous public health service supervisors until 1972, when a leak to the press resulted in its termination on November 16th. By then, 28 patients had died directly from syphilis, 100 died from the complications related to syphilis, and 40 of the patients' wives were infected with syphilis, and 19 children were born with congenital syphilis. It's a real thing. From 1962, by 1972, 28 patients had died directly from syphilis. 100 died from complications related to syphilis, and 40 of the patients' wives were infected with syphilis, and 19 children were born with congenital syphilis. And this is the Tuskegee Syphilis Study, a human experiment in Alabama. So blacks grew up hearing these stories, and now they're being forced to take a vaccine, and they're a little bit skeptical and apprehensive. And this is somehow white supremacy's fault? Let me just be very clear. And this is so funny because BLM is silent on this because they're a bunch of corporate pharmaceutical hacks. And a strange turn of events, Charlie Kirk, who gets called the worst names in the world by every person in the media, stands with Black America to reject pharmaceuticals' invasion of their medical privacy and freedom. Why is BLM afraid to say that? Why is BLM afraid to say that they stand with black bodies and black lives? I thought the whole idea of BLM Incorporated was that they don't want black lives to be intruded upon by white supremacy. Well, vaccines were invented by a white man by the name of Jonas Salk. So I thought that all of a sudden everything white people created is terrible. Now, obviously, in my argument of this, I'm being somewhat outrageous in my own view. I don't think vaccines are necessarily bad because a white person created them. What I am saying, though, is under this new absurd regime that dominates all of our culture, how are the people in power going to get Black America to actually get vaccinated? I think 26% of Black America has been vaccinated. Is that right? And like 46% of white America, we could get the numbers. Maybe Black America has a reason to be skeptical about it. And we already just went through the history of it. The former head of Planned Parenthood, who is responsible for more deaths of black babies than almost any other person ever living, Dr. Wen, not even a doctor. Abortionists aren't doctors, okay? She went on television. You know what? Let's play cut 16. Let's do that. That's a good idea. Let's play cut 16. And she says it needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated. Okay, Dr. Wen. So let me just get this straight. Since black people, isn't the way this works? Like we go find a discrepancy and we immediately blame it on racism? I'm still learning. Is this how this works? So we find some sort of kind of disparity, and then we blame it on discrimination. Is that how we're now like redoing everything? Okay, so blacks are less likely to be vaccinated, therefore Dr. Wen is a racist. Am I doing this right? Play tape.
But at some point, these mandates by workplaces, by schools, I think it will be important to say, hey, you can opt out. But if you want to opt out, you have to sign these forms. You have to get twice weekly testing. Basically, we need to make getting vaccinated the easy choice. It needs to be hard for people to remain unvaccinated.
So that's Dr. Wen. She's an op-ed columnist, The Washington Post, CNN medical analyst. She was really the head of Planned Parenthood. Is that right? She's 38. She was born in Shanghai, China. She speaks Chinese. Went to Cal State LA, got it, Merton College, and then Washington University in St. Louis. And she's now, why does Dr. Wen hate black people? Why does Dr. Wen, who basically oversaw the legitimate systemic killing of black people through Planned Parenthood, why all of a sudden is she saying needs to remain hard for people to be vaccinated? I think this is a good rallying moment where we can call the bluff of the hyper-racialization of American politics. If everything is racist at all times, why is it that all of a sudden black America should be condemned and ridiculed, spied upon, and their doors knocked on because they don't want to get a vaccine? It's only fair, isn't it? Because everything is racist. Because everything around us is infected with white supremacy. And now you see the next step of this is the door-knocking manual. Did you know that 80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is imported from overseas? It's staggering. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com, because their product is 100% American. When you buy your steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, not only are you getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled the United States and met with actual farmers that raise the livestock to ensure the product they are sending to your table is the very best. All the product is individually wrapped and it eliminates waste. GoodRanchers.com safely delivers American craft beef, better than organic chicken, right to your door. Buy one time, or better yet, subscribe. Check out the Family Fest Bundle. If you subscribe, you will save 20% with each purchase. Subscribing brings the cost per meal down to just $2.38 per meal. That includes steak, chicken, and more. Stop trying to play the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from with GoodRanchers.com. Support American farmers. Go to GoodRanchers.com to get $20 off and free express shipping. 100% American beef and chicken. Chicken is always 100% all natural. No antibiotics ever. No hormones added ever. Better than organic, individually wrapped, vacuum sealed, and ready to go. And don't forget, you're always get free express shipping. Safe and convenient way to shop. Go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. GoodRanchersNS.com/Charlie. Lake County, Illinois is north of Cook County. It's divided by literally called Lake Cook Road. It involves Lake Forest, Illinois, Waukegan, Illinois, Zion, Illinois, has a significant black population, which actually explains a lot of this. Lake County, Illinois comes out with a community health ambassador outreach door-knocking project to increase the COVID-19 vaccine acceptance. We now have their documents, and we're going to read them to you. They are now enlisting the new medical Gestapo to come knock on your door. They are training their people on how to be able to ask questions to people that are unvaccinated. They say, you must have an attitude of a golden retriever, but a memory of a goldfish. Make sure to report on your work. And it says, have fun. This is an amazing thing you're doing. Regardless how people respond, have confidence that you're making a difference and helping to save lives. Now, I'm going to get into the script because it's ridiculously creepy. But I just want to say this. I want to double check this. It says in their own documents, only 15% of Lake County residents are vaccinated. It's extraordinary. I don't even know how that's possible. That is way below the national averages, isn't it? And so Lake County is deploying people to go, maybe like they know something about it, or maybe they're seeing some sort of results. So I just want to go to some of my favorite parts of this entire thing, of how they say, before you go, you need to be a site captain who coordinates with the property. Just so you understand, they're not just talking door to door. They are giving you skills in this door to door knocking, whatever, on how to get into apartment buildings. Forget like going door to door to suburban homes. They're like, here's how you get granted access. Here's my favorite thing, my favorite part of this. So once you're granted access, orient yourself so you can systematically proceed from floor to floor, covering each wing. It's unbelievable. Utilize the tally sheet to keep up those interested in getting the vaccine and those who refuse to ask further questions. Be friendly and approach to your tenants. Remember, wear a mask, watch your distance at all times, and wash and sanitize your hands frequently. Here is the script. Willkommen. My name is blank. I am the community health ambassador with the Lake County Health Department. The reason I'm here today is to talk to you about the COVID vaccine. Have you received the vaccine already?
Yeah.
Excellent. How was your experience? You considered fully vaccinated after 2 weeks.
Well, actually, I can't feel my arm and I can't walk. Besides that, everything else is great.
They don't give you a script for that.
If they have not received the vaccine.
You're supposed to say, are you working to bring vaccinators on site to provide vaccines to you and your neighbors? Are you interested in getting the vaccine here at the facility? And they just assume that they say yes. You see, in their little decision tree, they don't ever map out any of these questions. Like, hey, can you explain VAERS to me? How about ivermectin? What about hydroxychloroquine? Why is it all of a sudden that people are dropping dead after their second Moderna shot? Can you explain that to me? Will I be able to walk again? Why did, by the way, they're just so you know, they are promoting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine hard here. Can you explain the FDA's new guidance saying that I might get an unusual nerve disease, which the FDA just came out and said in regards to the new Johnson & Johnson vaccine? In fact, the only sort of opposition that they train their new infantry ground troops, the shock troops, to be able to understand is whether they want a different vaccine, as if they're picking out carpet, right? So here's what they say. I would rather have the vaccine than the Johnson & Johnson. They tell you how to respond to that, where they say, I understand that you might have a preference, but some vaccines require specific temperatures that make it hard to transport. Johnson & Johnson is easy to store and transport. And best of all, it requires one single dose. The senior says, but isn't it less effective? Well, the current vaccines are equally effective in preventing severe diseases, hospitalization, and death. Johnson & Johnson is a proven clinically effective vaccine. Goes on to say, the side effects are different for each person, but it's important to know that side effects are a sign that your body's working to build a defense against the vaccine. Get this. And the side effects are nearly not as bad as the case of COVID. There are only three sources I would trust for information, which is the Center for Medicare, the State Public Health, and your local health department and the Lake County Health Department. And of course, after you get the vaccine, still wear a mask and still watch your distance. And my favorite part is the only contraindiction to this vaccine is a severe reaction to an injectable vaccine in your past or an allergy in the ingredient in the vaccine. So they even admit in their own door-to-door manual that you might have an adverse reaction to this vaccine. That's in their manual. Read it for yourself, Lake County Health Department. They tell you you might have an adverse reaction. It's how they train their people to persuade you to talk around it. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. And as always, get involved with Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.